Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, from the spice bag to a mammoth endurance challenge, lots of stories to catch up on from around the country today on our regional roundup. I'm delighted to be joined by Ellen Butler from our news team. Ellen, good afternoon. How are you?
Afternoon, Adrian.
So, a lot of very interesting stories. We live on an island that is famous for its love of alcohol, but there is an alcohol-free festival. Tell me a little bit more.
Yeah, it does sound like a bit of a contradiction for the likes of us, doesn't it? But yeah, it's a novel idea. It's in County Carlow, this story. Hidden Hearth is the name of this festival. It's been created by two women, Una O'Sullivan and Emily Bunbury, at Lisnava House. And what started in 2022 with about 200 or so like-minded people has ended up with, they're expecting about 1,000 to arrive down between October 11th and 13th this year. And basically the idea is to spend 3 days with family and friends and have a lot of fun. It's a standard festival, just minus the alcohol.
And is there music, or what exactly goes on?
Yeah, it's literally, it sounds very wholesome by the sounds of things. You've got yoga, stand-up comedy, storytelling. You've got things like bee therapy and what they call wild hurling, which I would like to know more about. But it sounds like a great weekend of, I suppose, wellness, but taking away the alcohol element of it, which I suppose, look...
No, there are lots of people that are trying to abstain or
totally.
Have to abstain or whatever.
And it can get a bit messy.
And having having that temptation around might be a great way reason to go to a festival
totally.
Like that.
And look, it's just an option for people who just want to try it out without the alcohol, or for people who are actively trying to drink less. We're hearing a lot more about, I suppose, sober tourism and young people drinking less nowadays. So it's a cool idea. I would love to check it out myself. But that's happening in Carlow from the 11th to the 13th of October.
Okay, now let's go over west. And in Galway, there is a famous restaurant that is famous for its spice bags. But this has been taken up by a fairly well-known influencer. Tell me about James Charles.
That's right, yeah. James Charles has over 94 million followers. So anything he says gets quite the reach. And he was visiting Dublin this week. He's launching his new beauty line. He's a beauty YouTuber and makeup artist. And while he was here, he tried out Jean Street Food, which the Galwegians listening will be very familiar with. They have opened a location on South Ann Street in Dublin, and he tried it out there, describing it as a 10 out of 10 meal, and said, "You people know how to eat."
And he put a photograph up of the spice bag and described what it was. I've never had a spice bag, actually, believe it or not.
Really?
Have you? Yeah, no,
I have, of course.
Yeah.
It's a staple of the Irish
diet
at this stage. We'll have to get you one in. We'll order one in after this. It's basically fried chicken, what he calls French fries chips, and in one bag altogether. Do you know what, Adrian? I don't know what exactly is in it, but it's delicious.
Right.
It's some kind of spice and sauce, whatever you like. And yeah.
Well, Jan Street Food, originally from Galway, and now they've opened a branch in Dublin. Is
that's
that right?
That's right. Very popular and ever-expanding chain. The article here from Galway BO does reference that Galwegians will know you normally pop into Chinocton for a pint and then head down to Quay Street for a spice bag.
So okay, James, I'm going to make it my business now to have a spice bag from them. But that sort of influence noticing really helps companies like this, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Like I say, 94 million followers across all of his socials. Like, it's a crazy audience when you think of the reach that they're getting. So it's also great to see when a big celebrity like that comes over, that they do actually appreciate what we have here and go to the effort, I suppose, of promoting it and giving someone a boost like that, especially a local business like this.
Okay, and we've just given Jan Street Food a good plug as well, so get your spice bags. Next, let's talk about a man called John Belton from Wicklow and the challenge that he is taking on. This sounds extraordinary.
Yes, Wicklow people will be well familiar with John Belton, an endurance athlete. He hails from Roundwood in County Wicklow himself. He's taking on, well, what I would consider a huge undertaking. Maybe he doesn't think so much of it. Summiting the 26 highest peaks of Ireland. And not only that, but doing it in under 96 hours. All of this is in a bid to raise funds for the youth mental health charity Jigsaw, and he's doing it with his running partner, John O'Regan. So they're both hoping to beat what is a 20-year-old record at the minute, the 26 Peaks Challenge in under 96 hours.
I'm always fascinated by what drives people to do stuff like this. So that's literally climbing the 26 highest mountains in Ireland over 96 hours.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think, how long would that be?
96 hours is 4 days. Is it 4 days?
Something like that. Yeah, less than a week. A long weekend, I suppose we put it that way. And yeah, they're starting. They actually started on the 2nd of October. And forgive me now if I botch this pronunciation, Míle Ra. Mountain in County Mayo, and they're going to just travel around the country and hope to get this all done, finishing with Errigal in Donegal. That's John Belton and his running partner John O'Regan, all in aid of Jigsaw.
Very good, and they're aiming to raise thousands, so if you can support them, please do. Let's stay in Galway again, or back to Galway again, and an Irish man who is basically living off the grid is the best way to describe this particular man, Mark Boyle. Tell me his story.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one. He's basically decided to give up modern day life and move to the Galway countryside and to live in a, quote, wasteland house and survive off nature. So I don't know, would you be up for taking that on?
But no.
I like my home comforts. He had planned, he says, to get a steady 9-to-5 job after graduation, but he said everything changed after a conversation with a friend in 2007. They were chatting about all the problems in the world and how they might solve them. And Mark Boyle figured money was the root cause.
Well, he's right in that. Yeah. Money is the root of all evil. But so he decided, after qualifying in college, having a potentially huge career, that he didn't want it anymore. And he gave up money. Found it a bit of a struggle for a few months, I understand, but now he's taking it a step further.
Yeah, that's right. So this all kind of started around 2007, like I say, when he had that conversation with his friend. And then fast forward to 2017, he decided to take it to the next level, give up everything, all kinds of modern day equipment, all sorts of luxuries, and move into an old wooden house in Galway. So much far away from the modern day tech, the electricity, the internet. Even he says coffee was one of the things he struggled with without the most. No plastic items, really scaling it back.
Absolutely, yeah.
Of your life.
In fact, I was talking to our producer Dee earlier on, and I said I'd love to get him on the show, and her answer was, "But sure, he probably doesn't have a phone, so
he's no idea."
The end
here.
Of that, yeah, exactly. Okay, and then finally, let's go to County Clare, and a hotel in County Clare that has been named the second most eco-friendly hotel in Europe.
Yeah, that's right. Out of a list of 30, the top most eco-friendly hotels, Gregan's Castle Hotel in County Clare has reached the number 2 spot. It's located in Ballyvaughan, and Big Seven Travel have compiled this list. They described it as having charming manicured gardens surrounding an 18th century manor, but it remarked that the hotel is anything but stuck in the past. They said they're really embracing, I suppose, the sustainable spin on life and an eco-friendly view on life. It looks to the future of the local community, wildlife and the environment. So it's kind of interesting for a hotel to be doing this, that it's, and it's encouraging the guests to explore the areas of sustainability as well. Like there's they've campaigned for a bus stop outside the hotel 6 times a day, that kind of stuff. There's bicycles to use. They've actually created new habitats for the Irish red squirrel, long-eared owls. So like it's a really nice story to think that, you know, they're running their own business, and we hear all the time about the pressures facing hospitality, but they've gone a step further and they're trying to do it, I suppose, the eco-friendly way.
So Gregan's Castle Hotel in County Clare, the second most eco-friendly hotel in Europe. That's fantastic. All right, Ellen, thanks very much indeed for joining us on Lunchtime Live with this week's regional roundup.
Thanks very much, Adrian.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.